But yeah, I guess the next thing I was going to talk about was his oil spill.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's a big one.
I don't know. I'm like looking at the. I just don't even want to. I'm almost. I was tempted not to bring it up because I'm just so angry about it. You know, and it's like funny. Like the minute I heard about it, with like there's some huge explosion and in the Gulf Coast or whatever, and like 11 people might be dead. I'm like, I don't care. Like I just don't care about those people at all. Because I'm more concerned about what's going to happen when there's a huge oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
Ouch.
And nobody talked about that. And now that's all they're talking about. And it's
Right,
like, you
yeah.
idiots. Like, what? How do you think this thing works?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's a big, huge straw from the ground with oil coming up to the surface. And this, like, you know, this platform receives it, I guess, and then somehow ships it to maybe there's a pipe or something like that goes to the. But I mean, there must have been an explosion. So it must be that. All this oil is going somewhere, right? Now there's oil like leaking from the bottom of the ocean, apparently.
Yeah.
Oil on the surface of the water, heading towards Louisiana and like Alabama, and they're
Yeah.
gonna like try and set it on fire and stuff.
Yeah.
And nobody, only now, like I think this happened a week ago, and now they're talking about it. Like,
Yeah.
oh, the environmental impact. What about the environmental impact the minute it happened?
Yeah. I remember thinking similar thing. I would say, I think we should care about the people who died.
I mean,
But
you should, but it's like, I think, you know what? 11 people is a drop in the bucket compared to the amount of oil that is being spilt right now. And it's like, no,
Wow.
I mean, you know what? They work on an oil platform in the middle of the ocean. What do you think is going to happen every once in a while? It's a dangerous job.
Yeah, but I mean, damn. That's a bold statement there.
I mean,
That's
this is going to
a
ruin the lives of like thousands and thousands of people. You know, like, I mean, and maybe it won't kill them immediately, but I mean, like, the tourism industry, basically the entire, like, Mississippi, like, River Delta is now being, like, you know, it's being threatened by this huge, like, plume of, like, and they said, like, the slick is the size of, like, West Virginia or something like that. I
Yeah,
mean,
no, it's pretty gnarly. And I agree, like the coverage was very limited for the first week,
it's
and
like,
it
do you
was
guys
like
understand that there's an oil platform like leaking oil into the Gulf of Mexico? Like without any control? Like when do you think this is gonna stop?
Well, you know what I found interesting was that I think maybe a month ago or so, Barack
You
Obama
know,
was putting out like, hey, and we need to maybe, consider this offshore drilling thing.
drill baby drill. It's like, what are you guys talking about, right?
That's a really bad
Right, I mean,
idea.
it's like this is why. Do you under this is why we can't have nice things. Do you understand why we don't drill? This is what the environmentalist has been saying for like 20 years. Like, yeah, it finally happened.
Yeah.
You know, are you happy now? Like,
Yeah.
good. And like I don't wanna. I've already like shot my mouth off, but like, and I've been like repressing these feelings for a long time because it's like I'm just so angry about it, and like I feel like. Maybe for some reason I'm missing something because they haven't talked about this already. It's like all I've been thinking about since I heard about it was like, okay, a huge spill in the middle of a national or pristine waters. You know, I guess there's some huge national like monument or like water, pristine like reefs right off of that water in the bayou and this really shallow area. And it's all going to be ruined now, you know, because this is a huge oil slick the size of a state heading towards it.
Yeah.
Is that. I don't know. I'm just without words. I don't even know what to say. I'm so mad.
It's got, I mean, I think the only good that can come of this is that it might heighten people's awareness of just how bad this
But I
is,
mean, why weren't they talking about this like the second it happened? I don't even understand. It was like so topical. Like you said, like he just talked about opening up drilling on the East Coast, right? And it's like, okay, well, that's crazy because it's a horrible idea, but okay, fine, whatever. Like maybe you're unbiased and you want to like present both sides. But now, how about this topically, 1 week later or like 3 weeks later, this oil platform explodes in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico and we don't talk about this? They're not related somehow? Like you can't say, "Oh, well, this is a risk or a threat, you know, like this is what could happen, like environmental damage." I'm just baffled. I'm just angry and it's like I don't even know what to do. Like, is it even worth it, like, saying I told you so? Because it's just like, nobody's, you know, it's
I
like.
don't think saying I told you so ever really helps, but I think that, I think that hopefully we can learn the lesson here and take this to the Congress or whoever makes those decisions and be like, okay, don't do that. Stop it. Like, however many years ago, back before Bush made the change, it was banned. Offshore drilling, you couldn't do it anymore,
Are you sure?
right? They couldn't expand it. I think things that were already there were grandfathered in, right?
I think it's pretty well established in the Gulf of Mexico, yeah.
Right, but like at least off, you know, off California,
yeah, and
the
the
West
East
Coast
Coast,
and the
yeah.
East Coast, they said no offshore drilling. And I don't know if they allowed new ones, new platforms off the.
I suspect that this is not a new platform. I
Oh no, yeah.
I mean, I don't really know actually,
Right.
but I suspect that this is like, I think it's a pretty well established, like the Gulf of Mexico has really rich reserves or
Yeah.
whatever. I think it's been a well explored area.
Yeah.
But yeah, going on exploring other places, I'm just not into that. And it's like, it's funny that people make these complaints about being able to see it from the coast or whatever. It's like, I don't care about that. I think it's just a really bad idea to be like, drilling for oil in the middle of the ocean, you
Right.
know?
Yeah.
It just seems like that's obvious, you know? And like, no matter how safe you think it is, like the minute there's one accident, the whole thing is ruined.
Yeah.
And like ANWR, like drilling in Alaska, this is why we don't do it. This is why. You see what happens. But you know,
This is what happens, Larry.
when you drill in ANWR, this is what happens.